Oh, yeah! Pog champ in here. I did it, sweetie. First place, Mario Circuit 4 on 150 class with Bowser. Thank you. You're so sweet. I'm not that good, though. To this day, I've still never won the gold on Special Cup. I just can't get past that first course in Donut Plains. How do you avoid falling in the water when the bridge has that big of a gap? It's all right. It's not over. You can bring it back. Oh. Right. We were doing Star Cup. Well, GG? Shut up! I forgot! I've come to expect a Mario Kart Grand Prix to have four courses. The SNES version has five, and I just thought we were doing VS, you know? I mean, yeah. Nowadays, I'd rather play Mario Kart on the 64 or the Wii, because the turning controls are better. But this game still has its impact on both the Mario franchise and kart racers. Other than Need for Speed on the PlayStation, I've never been into racing games, except for Mario Kart. Also, can't think of a franchise that had a spin-off series as popular and as successful. So yeah, Super Mario Kart is inferior to its sequels, but you could say the same thing about the first Mega Man and the first Super Smash Bros. I know, me and all of my nerdy opinions. What if I was saying all of this on a Twitch or a YouTube livestream right now? Imagine all the comments I'd be getting right now from fans of other games saying, well, actually... Good thing it's just me and my lovebird in our nest, right? Babe, I didn't forget. It's your turn to pick a game. What else can your sweetheart Sage offer you from her library of game facts? All right, I see we're on a Mario binge now. Super Mario RPG, Legend of the Seven Stars. I first discovered this game at my friend's house. He hands me the controller while he steps away for a moment. I'm in the sunken ship, and I see rats all over the place. Being that it's a Mario game, my instinct is to jump on them, but no! That just triggers a fight. This game was my first introduction to turn-based combat, before I ever owned Pokemon Blue, and the first time I saw Mario platforming gameplay that wasn't two-dimensional. Like any good RPG, this game has plenty of side quests that are cryptic in what you're supposed to do, but offer dope rewards. Are there any that you never figured out how to complete? Oh, the Rose Town Gardener. Let me guess, you got the seed after defeating Smilax, but you can't find the fertilizer anywhere. Leave it to me, Pumpkin. This is a secret that, frankly, I'm not sure how anyone figured out on their own. It's the kind that makes you think the developers added it just to make you buy more Nintendo Power magazines. I didn't know how to use the internet back then, that's for sure. Not until I reached middle school. I see you have 6 stars on your save file, so I know you've beaten Queen Valentina by now. Here's how you find the fertilizer. Go to Nimbus Land, go to the right side of the town area, and run along the southeastern wall. You see that? How would you ever guess there's an invisible hole in the wall allowing you to basically walk in midair? And look, it's that stupid shy way again. And there you have it. Shy Wei just gives you the fertilizer. Well, that was really simple. But if you didn't know that, you miss out on 2 of the best equip items in the game. The lazy shells. Dude, they break the game so bad. Only the super suit is more powerful. There are 2 lazy shells. One is Mario's strongest weapon, and the other is an armor that can be worn by anyone. When it's equipped, that character will take 1 point of damage for pretty much every single attack in the game. So if you have a character with the safety ring and the lazy shell equipped, that character is never going to die. You'll never lose a fight. Here, we'll go to Rosetown and I'll show you. You think this is bad? It's still better than Earthbound's secret unlockables. That game is my favorite RPG of all time, but my god, the item collection can get stupid. The game is obsessed with having some of the best weapons have only a 1 out of 127 chance of being dropped by a specific enemy. Even the guide can't help you. My friend owned the official Earthbound player manual, and honestly, I know more about the game than the guide does, which is really depressing. For example, in the Magicant section, the guide says that the Kraken has a 1 out of 127 chance of dropping Ness's Gutsy Bat. Except, that's wrong. It's the Bionic Kraken that drops the Gutsy Bat. And he doesn't show up until the very end of the game, which makes you wonder what even is the point. Wow. That was neither here nor there. I apologize for the tangent. God. Look at how huge of a gaming nerd I am. Is this quirk of mine really one of the reasons you fell in love with me? You're the best, honey. Then let's finish this with the one and only Super Mario World. And it's back to you. My childhood friend was always smarter and better at this game than me. She just farmed lives with the Yoshi on World 1 while I kept dying on donut planes. For a while, neither of us could beat Lemmy's Castle in Vanilla Dome. We kept getting game overs and we'd have to play Vanilla Dome Stage 3 with the Skull Rafts and the Blargs, and then Stage 4 with the Bullet Bills flying in 4 directions, over and over again. But eventually, my friend beat it. My friend was always the one to advance us through the game. And she was, of course, the one who beat Bowser and saved Princess Peach. Nowadays, this game's just cute. The music's relatively calm, the enemies and levels all have funny names, and it's overall a relaxing game to play. The difficulty's never that ludicrous. Babe, do you know about the top secret area? I don't see it on your world map. Oof, You are gonna love this. The top secret area is a bonus screen that you enter an infinite number of times. It always gives you a free Yoshi, along with a fire flower and or a magic feather. It's so easy. To unlock it, get a magic feather and turn into Caped Mario. Then go to the Donut Ghost House above the lake. Now, at the start of that level, get a running start, run to the left, and fly in the upper left direction, past the Boo Buddy Swarm. Try not to get hit. Ah, you see that? It's a secret platform. Now run across it, avoid the boos, drop down. There's one up mushrooms in those blocks. And there's the door. And there's the secret exit. And there you have it. That's the top secret area. There you go. 5 blocks, 4 contain power-ups, and 1 contains Yoshi. And you can come back to this area as many times as you want. As if this game couldn't get more generous. Aww. You're welcome, sweetie. This has been super fun for me, too. I'd love to do this again soon. After all, we still have lots of more obscure games to explore on this system. I'm currently stuck on the motorcycle stage in Contra 3, The Alien Wars, and I'm having a rough time defending Narshi from Kekfa's army in Final Fantasy 3, which is really 6. Also, thanks to Super Smash Brothers, I now know I've been missing out on Super Metroid and Street Fighter 2. Well, I made the food and brought it out, so you can take everything back to the kitchen and clean up. That would do more than repay me for all my hints and tips. Oh, darling. What was I right about? Yep. I told you I'm as good of a kisser as I am a gamer. And the longer you stick with me, the better you'll get too. No. In only one of them. Of course, at both. Love you too, babe.